working on a couple roster moves, some moving parts involved. So we'll give those all to you at once, once they're completed, once we have something definite to report. But in the meantime, we're back out on the field after yesterday. Gave us a day to kind of go back, look at what we've done Friday, Sunday, Monday. Clean up a few things, get some things in place, and now we'll move on through here in the last stage of our preparations for Tennessee. Again, a real good football team that does things well in all three phases of the game, well coached. They're very disruptive on defense, fast defensive team, and offensively they have a lot of firepower at quarterback, running back, tight end, receiver, veteran offensive line, a good specialist, good return game. They're a really solid football team. So, we know it'll be a hostile environment down there Sunday. We'll try to get ready for the noise and, acclimate ourselves to conditions like that. But at the same time, we're looking forward to the challenge and the opportunity. And I'm sure they'll be ready to go. So that's a big challenge for us to meet.
Practicing inside, outside today?
Yeah, outside. Why, is there some reason we shouldn't be out there?
Looked like rain earlier.
Yeah, we can't worry about that. Yeah, we'll be out there. We won't be out in the lightning. Nope.
Is there anything you tell the younger players, the rookies going into this game, though?
We talk to those guys all the way through. We talk to them before the first preseason game, second preseason game. We kind of try to make them aware of some of the things that are ahead for them. We'll do that in terms of opening day. We have our veteran players and people on our staff like Pepper that have played in those games, gone through those situations that can give them some little bit of insight, but we've all been through those first time things. Sometimes you get a little advice that can help you, but the bottom line is there's no substitute for the experience of doing it and going through it. And no matter how somebody describes it to you, you really learn it when you experience it. So I'm sure it'll be it's an exciting day for all those guys. First NFL game, we've all had them, or at least coached in them, not played in them, but it's an exciting experience, and it's a learning experience, and you do the best you can to prepare for it, but there are always things that are a little bit different when you actually get into it than what you think they're going to be. So our players have faced that all year, though. It's always, it's always ramped up for them. I think they'll be able to handle the adjustments in time.
Hey Bill, even though you may have done some great things during practices leading up to opening day and maybe some good things in the exhibition games, it all counts for real starting Sunday. Do you find yourself thinking, I wonder if we're going to be able to do this as a team? I wonder if we're going to be able to do this. I wonder if this will work. Do you find yourself
having sure. Yeah, I don't think anything right now. It just hasn't been tested under fire. Things you think are going to be good may not be that great. Things that you're worried about might be okay. So I think that's what opening day, that's really what that's about. Preseason, teams aren't game planning for you. You don't see the matchups. It's just not the same. It's competitive. It's, you can learn a lot from it, but it's just not the same as a regular season game. So we'll find out starting Sunday. We'll get the answers to, some of those questions, and we'll see it in the coming weeks because not every matchup that we'll face this season will we see on opening day, nor will they. And over the course of, a few games, you'll see some different schemes, different types of players, and you'll start to know better what your team can do and maybe what it can't do and what it's good at and what you need to support in some other areas. So, there's definitely a big element of that. I don't feel like I know the answer to any of those questions until we really start playing some regular season games, and it'll probably take, a little while to figure it all out. We might get some indications this week, but after you get 3 or 4 weeks under your belt, then that's kind of when you know where things are at.
Bill, Ryan Wendell isn't the
most physically impressive guy. You know, he's a little smaller than normal, but it seems from watching him in training camp, you know, he's able to do certain things well, like play with leverage and things like that. How has he been able to improve and become more effective at his time with the Patriots?
Well, he's, you know, he's been very well coached. I mean, obviously Pat and his staff at Fresno State did an excellent job with him, and Logan, all the other linemen have come out of there. You know, when we first had Wendy, we actually released him off the practice squad and then brought him back to the practice squad. So, you know, that's a guy whose level has, you know, risen dramatically from when he first started here. Hard work. He's gotten stronger. He's improved his athletic skills, his numbers, his, you know, quickness, explosion, power, strength, all those things. He's gotten better with technique, and he's just become a better football player, as well as improved a little bit athletically as he's, you know, grown and matured into his body. So a lot of hard work, a lot of just stringing a lot of good days together, day after day, week after week, year after year, and he's had an opportunity to play. You know, unfortunately last year he might have maybe been in the same position, but, you know, he had a couple injuries, a couple setbacks, wasn't able to get on the field and really get out there and compete the way that he has this year. But he's done a good job for us all the way through. He's always been a solid, dependable player, and, you know, he's earned it. He's definitely earned it.
It's a long season, but how important is it to start off well early and put pressure on the rest of the division?
I don't know. You know, you always want to get off to a good start, but I think this league's usually determined by the games in December and January. I mean, unless you get so far behind at the beginning of the year that those games don't matter. But every game's important. We only play 16 of them. You always want to get off to a good start, but can't say that this game is more important than the next 15.
You have three, I think, undrafted rookies on the 53 right now, which is not unusual for one of your rosters, but do you notice that undrafted guys have a little bit of a different edge or attitude in their approach to camp or to making the roster?
I don't know. I don't think I would generalize that, say that, no. Some guys do, some guys don't. Some guys that are drafted late do, some guys that are drafted late don't. I don't know.
Are there any common traits that undrafted guys that have made your roster tend to share?
Well, so they performed well. I mean, they've come in and they've performed to a good competitive level and shown the I'd say shown us that they could possibly get higher, that they've been competitive and that there's upside for them to continue to develop as a player and get better. So how far does that take them? How high do they go? I don't know, but I'd say that would be the common thing with those players, going all the way back to like Patrick Pass and guys like that, even from the beginning, that came in and were late-round draft choices or undrafted free agents, that they played well in training camp, and you evaluate the player and say, you know, this guy's really with a little more experience, a little more time, he might be even better. You know, the Matt Castles and the Steve Neals of the world and all that. So I think that's what they need to show to get to that next opportunity. Then they've got to keep getting better, or if they just fizzle out, then somebody else will come along with kind of the same resume and, you know, nudge them out, get ahead of them.
Bill, you touched on him the other day a little bit, but Jared Cook, Titans tight end, you know, he's not really mentioned with some of the young athletic tight ends emerging, but...
By who? Mentioned by who?
Just...
Yeah, well, you can take that up with them. I don't know.
We're talking about a talented.
He's go, yeah, hell yeah. This guy's good. He's big, he's fast, very athletic, great hands, can stretch the field, can take short ones a long way. I mean, there's hardly anywhere you can put the ball he can't catch it. I mean, over his head, behind him, down on the ground, one hand. He's got a great catch radius. He's got really long arms, big body, but athletic. Can twist, turn, jump. He makes a lot of good catches. And he's a hard guy to cover. He's big. He's powerful. It's hard to match up on him with a linebacker. It's hard to match up on him with a DB. He's a big target. He's fast, gets down the field. He's pretty good to me.
You mentioned a lot of moving parts. Is there a fine line between, you know, getting a guy up to speed if he joins your roster a week before the season and overwhelming him and giving him too much? How do you go about riding that fine line?
Yeah, that's definitely a concern. And I think you want to try to err on the side of not overloading them, because then that could lead to, you know, that could not work out well. So you probably would limit his role to what you feel confident that he can do, and then build into something else the following week or whenever you think the player's ready. So I think that's definitely a concern and something that you have to, you know, you have to manage. But at the same time, you know, I think it's more important to get your roster set now in the best possible way you can get it, whatever that is, going forward over a 16-game regular season schedule, than to, I think, be, you know, short-sighted about one game and then cost yourself or your team the opportunity to have a stronger roster through the remaining 15 games. Everybody wants to win the first game, but it's a long season and there's a lot of games after this one. So there are considerations for this week, there are considerations for next week, there's considerations for the entire 16-game season. And there's some balance that you're always trying to find there. Where is that sweet spot? I don't know. Sometimes you're not as good now as you are later. Sometimes you're better now than you are later. But I think you want to try to give yourself an opportunity to develop and improve and grow as a team, and not, you know, put a roadblock in front of it where you're, this is kind of the high water mark, and then, you know, everything's downhill after the first game. I don't think you really want to position your team that way. At least I don't. I don't like that. All right. Thanks. See you outside.